This is Bruce Collins welcoming you to the Bible Studies program again this morning. We're glad you've tuned us in. Now, again, if you would like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can contact me with prayer requests or comments on the program, and the website does include this program, so you can re-listen to it there, and it includes a weekly meditation that you might find helpful. It also includes my testimony, my wife's testimony, questions and answers, and some other things that you might find helpful as well. Now, we are on our way through 1 Peter, and we've reached chapter 2. We've been looking at Peter as one of the important people with regard to the Christian faith, a disciple of the Lord who started out as a fisherman and ended up as a shepherd. And we noted that in Peter's life he had his ups and he had his downs, but at the same time he is somebody that I can identify with because he seemed to be a real man, and though he did have some failure, he had a real determination to not only follow the Lord and to defend the Lord, but he had a real determination to help those of us who even today have come to faith in the Lord Jesus. And as we've looked at his epistles, in 1 Peter, we've noted that he first of all deals with genuine faith, and then he deals with holy living. And as we look at that matter of holy living, We are a people who live holy lives because we are a holy people, which means that we are a special people. And so I've noted in chapter 1 that we really had the doctrines of the new birth brought before us and the doctrines of the gospel brought before us, and Peter never gets very far away from the doctrines of the gospel. But when we come to chapter 2, I was noticing the number of ways that he looks at the Lord's people, and he gives them titles that are helpful to us. Now, last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and many of you went out and surveyed the cemeteries and the beautiful way in which people had decorated them. And you went and perhaps spent some time at a ceremony as well as at the graves of loved ones. And there was a sense of remembering associated with Memorial Day weekend, remembering loved ones and showing them respect. Because as far as the relatives that are living are concerned, generally the people that we go to visit when we are going to cemeteries are special to us. We have special memories and we have a special tie to those people. Normally, there are friends, maybe close friends, and in many cases, they're veterans that have given their lives for the country. And in many cases, they're our parents, our grandparents, our brothers, our sisters, but they're special. And it seems to me that as we go down through this second chapter of 1 Peter, we find out that Peter considers Christians to be special. But they have some things that they need. And so one of the things we find in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 is that they are newborn babes. And he says, as newborn babes, desire the pure or sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. It's interesting that when we're first saved, we don't understand everything. What we understand is that Christ died for us, and that if we really have confidence in the Lord, then we have our sins forgiven. He died to put away our sins. And Peter reminds us that that's what the new birth is all about, having a new outlook with regard to our lives and with regard to who the Lord is, and living as special people because of it. It changes our lives when we trust in the Lord Jesus, but we don't know everything. We aren't doctrinally clear on everything, and so we need to desire the pure milk of the Word. And there is nothing better for a newborn Christian to do than to take his Bible and to start systematically reading it. I usually suggest that you start reading in the New Testament. However, you're not really going to understand the New Testament until you understand something of the Old Testament. So at some point, you're going to have to start from the Old Testament and read through to the New. And I know many of you are going to try to shortcut the process of learning, getting the sincere milk of the Word, by reading what other people have said about the Bible. But while I do use what other people have said about the Bible, and I listen to other preachers, and I get help from that, the most help I have gotten was from a man who years ago used to preach and always explain things in a way that I could understand them. And I didn't understand why his preaching seemed to be so much different than the preaching of others. But I found out that the reason was that he had spent the last, at that point, 32 years reading through his Bible twice a year. And all of a sudden, I realized that he knew the Bible in its context. He knew the context of the verses he was dealing with within the chapter. He knew the context of the chapter within the book. He knew the context of the book within the New or Old Testament. He knew the context of the Bible. And so he was able to put things in perspective and explain them in a simple way. And I want to encourage you, if you are newly saved, to spend more time reading the Bible than you do spending time reading books about the Bible. Now, I use either the King James Version or the New King James Version because I feel in many ways they're more reliable than any of the other versions. But at the same time, I read other versions, and I have no problem with people who have difficulty understanding the King James Version or the New King James Version. I have no difficulty encouraging them to read a more simple version of the Bible. Even the New Living Translation is helpful to many people. It's not a good study Bible, but it's helpful to many people. But read it along with a comparative reading of either the King James or the New King James Version. And desire the sincere milk of the Word. That is, believe that the Holy Spirit can teach you truth that will be helpful to you as you grow in your faith. So he wants you to desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So don't presume to understand everything when you're first saved, but have a teachable spirit. And as a newborn babe, let the Word of God and the Spirit of God give you simple teaching from the Word of God. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to people you respect who also have can teach you and guide you in the truth of Scripture. But there are so many people out there with different points of view today that you're going to have to really spend time with the Word of God in order to sort out what you yourself are convinced of. I know that if you're saved today, there was a time when you weren't convinced that faith in Christ alone would save you. But if you're a child of God today, you're convinced of that. And there's other truths that you should be convinced of in the same way. So we are newborn babes when we're first saved, and Peter makes that clear. But then in verse 5 he says, "You also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." So here he talks about us being living stones in a spiritual house, and he talks about us being a holy priesthood. Now, living stones are used, he uses the term living stones because we are the church is not a building with brick and mortar, but it's a spiritual thing. And when we come into the church of God, we come into it by faith, and we are we're part of a body of Christ, but more than that, we're building a spiritual house. And so we're one of the stones in that spiritual house. We have a particular function. And so we need to realize that we're not dead stones like those stones that would have been used to build the temple or perhaps other buildings that are kind of venerated today, such as cathedrals and so forth. But we're living stones. We're stones that are alive, but we are part of a spiritual house. And that house is the church, and it's not an organization. It's a living organism, which is why the stones in it are alive, are living stones. And then we are a holy priesthood, a special priesthood, and the priest does offer sacrifices, and the sacrifices we are to offer are spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And so I would have to ask you today, as a living stone, are you concerned about your place and your position and your function in the church? And do you understand that you are given the special privilege of being a special priest? Holy just means special, as we've said before, or purchased. And that one of our purposes is to offer up spiritual sacrifices. And have you today thanked the Lord for saving you? Have you today thanked the Lord for the blessings that you have? If you live in the United States today, you are indeed blessed. You could have been born in another country where there is persecution of Christians. You could have been born into poverty, but you've been born into the United States, and you have privileges and blessings here in a practical way that you need to thank the Lord for. There is the old song that says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and you will be surprised at what the Lord has done. And we should offer up spiritual sacrifices to God. And one of the things that's not really mentioned in the epistle, Peter's epistles, but is mentioned in the Gospels and is mentioned in Paul's epistles, is that we have a responsibility to remember the Lord. Just as on Memorial Day we remembered people that are important to us, we have a responsibility to remember the Lord. And when we remember the Lord, it's not remembering us. It's the occupation of the Christian is to remember the Lord by taking a loaf of bread and a cup of wine with other Christians and offering up spiritual sacrifices to God. And when we come together to remember the Lord, we should be speaking to the Lord more than we're speaking to each other. And we should be thanking Him for what He has done for us. So we are a holy priesthood that offers up spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. Now, isn't that special? I want to continue next time with terms that are used: chosen generation, royal priesthood, sojourners and pilgrims. These are the ways that Peter looks at those of us that are truly saved. We are indeed blessed, and I hope you understand that you are a blessed person, part of a spiritual house, and I hope you thank the Lord for saving you today. Now, our Heavenly Father, we just pray for thy blessing upon this program. We thank thee for thy love and for thy salvation. We trust that those who have listened have been blessed. We give thanks in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com, bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.